FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
You want to be engaged, vote out Republicans. That was a very clear message. Yep. What I didn't hear, Michael, in that message was vote for us Democrats because here is what we stand for. Yep. Is your party missing more of that?
Not at all. Well, Poppy, as you know from media, we shouldn't just take 30-second clips and try to make that an overall. So when we talk about our overall messaging, we've been very clear. We are fighting for education and jobs and health care. But we also cannot ignore what have the Republicans stood for. They're putting kids in cages.
But let me just push back because I watched that whole clip. I mean, you could have posted as long a clip as you want.
It was 60 seconds.
Well, and you said, come to me, we'll talk about education. Come to me, we'll talk about criminal justice reform. But your main message there was go to the polls and vote out Republicans. Is that a winning strategy for Democrats come November? Do you need more?
Well, I think, Poppy, you actually just said what I talked about in that video. So he talked about vote for education, vote for jobs, and vote out Republicans.
Now. We're going to continue to talk about the Mueller investigation, whether or not the president should sit down with the Mueller team for that interview. But I wanted to bring this conversation up too, which is the Democrats' future, their message, what they stand for, and how it's kind of being how they're getting their message out in a bit of a bumbling way. Tyrus joining us now at Planet Tyrus on Twitter. Thanks for coming on the show again. We appreciate you.
Thank you. You're becoming like my most stable relationship. Every week you call me, so I'm real excited.
You can count on us, that's for sure. Tyrus, I put this out on Facebook last night. And it's a question that I want to pose to you the most, but I find it hard to figure out exactly what the Democrats are standing for. But this idea of Trump derangement syndrome and this idea of voting Democrat is basically just voting anti-Trump. Do you think this Trump derangement syndrome is a real thing?
It's a real thing to the people who push it, but it's not a real thing to Americans. And when I say that, here's the Democratic platform is whatever mainstream media tells them it is, and that's the problem. They're not in touch with anybody, and I hate saying that because you want to have a choice. But the American people should have a choice. Not every American is extreme right, extreme left, or extreme ratings, or cares about their social media likes.
Most aren't.
They don't care. They just want. Here's the thing: if I was a Democratic person. And I was running for an office, I would embrace the things that the president and the Republicans are doing well. That's what's been lost, that's what they don't get. The country is doing well, and from all appearances, it's because it's doing well under Republican influence. Our economy is up. Jobs are up. Everything else to the American people is secondary things, or things you worry about when you're not worried about your bills and stuff like that, and where it's about jobs and money. Talking about we're going to do education, we already have those things. What are you going to do? You're going to make us pay. We're going to do more education means I have to pay more taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So their message is lost, but it's not just lost. It's they just come off so. I hate saying loser. I hate being dry. I don't want to call names just because someone has a difference of opinion of me. But your only defense is because I don't like you. It's not a good enough reason to vote for me. We don't like Donald Trump. He's bad.
Yeah.
Well, the American people don't kind of feel that way. And even the stuff with it's going to be a huge blue wave. There's not going to be any kind of wave. There's just, on both sides, there's not.
We're speaking with Tyrus, who's a Fox News contributor. You can see him on Saturday on the Greg Gutfeld show. And I like how you talk about more education. Well, that's great, but it's going to equal more taxes. The likes of the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she keeps getting asked the question, how are you going to pay for this? And her answer kind of starts to ramble off into oblivion. Do you think that Alexandria thinks that it's going to cost more taxes for the American people? Or do you think that she doesn't really understand that?
Do you remember a basketball player by the name of Harold Miner?
No, but you can tell me about him.
Well, he was drafted by the Miami Heat. He had the nickname Baby Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
He was the next Michael Jordan. He had his incredible college career, and they're like, this guy is the next Michael Jordan. OMG, this guy is great. He is amazing. And when he got put on the big thing, he was not, and that's why you don't know his name. This is the same situation with this. In the place where she was elected, it was extremely Democratic area, and all the issues that she talks about are kind of the way they do things over there.
Mm-hmm.
But in the mainstream of America, when you start talking socialized medicine and stuff, the average American is like, again, I have to pay for somebody else. And they just don't want that. You know, they just don't want those things. So throwing her up like she's our next Obama, she's our next star, not how it works. And I think she's too green. I don't think she's ready. And when the spotlight gets hit, and she gets asked the questions that are approved, but when they throw her curveballs, that's when the stumbling and the rambling, and nothing against her. I don't know her personally, and I think it's great that she's having success, but she hasn't done anything yet. She hasn't held a seat of office, and you're already giving her the keys to the house. And I get it. It's a house that needs a complete, it needs a new paint job, the yard's a mess. You know, the wallpaper is peeling on the wall. Like, you know, there's cat pee everywhere. They have a lot of things that have to do with their house. But just to say, oh, she's the next star with no, she hasn't done anything. She hasn't done any legislation yet. She hasn't made any changes yet. You know, so I think this is another one of their mistakes. They rush everything.
I agree. And they're in a big, big hurry to do that. I want to talk to you about the Mueller interview with the president. Do you think it should happen? Is the president out of his mind if he sits down with this Mueller investigative team? Or are you of the ilk of the people who are calling in to disagree with me? Because that's the way I think he'd be out of his mind to sit down. People call in and say if he doesn't have anything to hide, he should just sit down. And if he's telling the truth, he shouldn't have anything to worry about.
Okay. There's as much as I love the show Law & Order, whenever a guy testifies, something always happens. And I don't necessarily, if I was his attorney, no, I would not have him testify. I would not have him meet Mueller. And if you look at the indictments that have come down in this investigation, a lot of the people who have been hit with things outside the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
So while there may be no collusion, there may be no ties to him in terms of like money laundering or Russians, working with the Russians side by side, there might be some stuff in there with some business dealings he did or some unpaid, you know, whatever he did as a businessman outside that thing, then he might just go for that. You mm-hmm. know, and then he's in a situation like Manafort's in.
Don't you think that the Democrats just want something real? It doesn't matter what it is. I mean, the actual point of all of this is to try to figure out if President Trump initially stole the election from Hillary Clinton by working, conspiring with the Russians. That was the point, right?
No, he didn't. Okay, I have not been allowed to sit in with the Mueller team yet, which is shocking. But he didn't steal the election. I think we need to come to grips with, and mainstream media needs to come to grips with, that Donald Trump, President Trump, reflects a lot of Americans, enough to which they voted him president of the United States. And even with the smear campaign ads by the Russians, which Americans, we do a pretty good job ourselves of doing that, and you can thank Mitch McConnell. You can think there's a lot of people that are involved with it. And the fact that Hillary Clinton was a bad candidate in the sense that she was a bad candidate when she ran against Obama.
Yeah.
Obama beat her the same way. It's just the way it is. The best candidate for them, and I don't know what anybody else would have beat Donald because President Trump had the charisma and he had the pulse of the nation. Whether I agree with it or not is irrelevant. He had the pulse of the nation. And I have a lot of issues with some of the other stuff, but in terms of like, this is the American people, and oh, well, these are the popular vote. It was the voice of the American people. Yeah. And we need to start coming to terms with the fact that Donald Trump is not a lone tyrant who is took the world by hostage. He was put there by Americans who feel that's what they needed.
Yeah.
And we need to just get over that. It's irrelevant. They got involved in an election. They try to do things. They try to sway things. Yes, but unless they got in there and you just show me that they changed votes and they cut votes off or did things like that and it's tangible, then we should be sending some ships and some stuff over there to pay them a little visit. So that's an act of war as far as I'm concerned. And then we can look at things. But we need to just let, in terms of, he was elected by the American people.
Yeah.
And he continues to do his numbers are kind of right along where Obama's were, like maybe 41 to 45%. Historically, he's right where he supposedly will be. It's just that we have not had a bigger case of just poor sportsmanship and victim and crybabying by the mainstream media because they don't like him because he makes fun of them.
I love that that poor sportsmanship. It is such poor sportsmanship. Like,
there's no other way to describe it.
Yeah. If my kids, you know, my son plays baseball, if he behaved when he lost the way the Democrats are behaving after they lost to Donald Trump, I mean, he'd be sitting in a corner somewhere, that's for sure.
And you know what it is? You know what else I think real quick? I think a lot of these, especially the mainstream opinion media, I mean, there's no other way to describe it because they're just pushing their opinion and their platform and their views. I think a lot of it is they're mad because they didn't do it themselves. They're thinking, oh, this reality TV show, this, you know, he's an old man, he's out of touch, he doesn't know what's going on. I think a lot of it is, why didn't I think of this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I could be running, I could do a better job than him. I'm better than, you know, and there's a lot of that. And, you know, Hollywood is very, as being in a part of Hollywood, is very, very selfish. And egos are everything. And I think a lot of this is just that he was the guy that they're like, there's no way. They were so confident that he didn't have the skill set to be president, and he's the president. And while, yes, his citizenship grades are terrible, but in terms of, like, his economic stuff and the moves he's making and how the world is bending to basically to our will, but before we were just giving everybody hugs, and now we're making demands and people are listening, I think he's done a really good job in those aspects. His Twitter, I'd like to take it and smash it on the floor and tell him you're not allowed to touch it anymore. But as far as, like, but then again, that's who he is.
Mm-hmm. I think it'd be like cutting Samson's hair if you were to take away his Twitter. I think
that's his generation, you know. Yeah. And you know, he's often by the opposition. He's a sexist. He's a racist. He's all these things. I think he's an opportunist, and when he's in an argument, he argues to win. And whatever you're, and I'm not condoning this, but if we really tell the truth, we all kind of fight the same way.
Yeah.
When you argue with your loved ones, you usually pick out their weak spot. And when you argue with a stranger, you really go for the throat. And whatever you think is going to give you an advantage, the argument he's going to take.
Do you think he's racist?
No, I think he's an old man from the 50s.
Yeah.
They judge everybody as a whole by stereotypes. And then once they get to know then they individually go from there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much how it's been. I will say this, though, and this is one, let's say he's pro-white, okay? He's pro-white. He's more for wanting to push white America's agenda or whatever. And he's open and transparent about it. I'm more, as a black man, I'm more comfortable with that, than knowing where I stand, what I'm dealing with, and how I can adjust to it and figure out my way or fight it or whatever it is I have to do it, opposed to someone who hides all that stuff. And we got a lot of politicians, and we've had a lot of politicians and presidents who were ridiculously racist or sexist or classist, which is even worse, that they hit it with pretty speeches and stuff. Do you know exactly where he's coming from? Is it politically correct? No. Is it insulting to somebody? Yes. But at the same time, if you look at how he works with individuals, he's been historically positive regardless of what your color is, as long as you were made money or he admired you. I mean, Don King was his mentor for years.
Yeah.
Like, so, I mean, he's not a saint, and he fights dirty. And, you know, the only reason why I don't judge him so much is because I kind of do the same thing.
You know,
I'm not the president.
Yeah, Tyrus, I think, too, kind of piggybacking on what you said, I think he's more than pro-white or whatever. I think he's pro-Trump, and I think he's an equal opportunity insulter. Like,
you're 100%, and I was just making that argument. Mm-hmm. I was giving him that argument. I do that a lot now where people, he's fine, let's say he's that. Let's just go from there. Now what?
Yeah.
Because the thing about the Trump phenomenon, and just like Obama was a phenomenon, that Trump is a phenomenon, is how many people want to be involved in the story and make themselves the story. And that's on both sides. Like, there's shameful stuff that we on the right do trying to be a part of the story. Like, we show up and say, oh, we were attacked at protests and things like that, when they're not. If you're getting attacked at a protest, the first thing you do is take out your phone and make sure the other guy has you on camera. It looks more like a setup. And the left does the same thing where, you know, they got to sit on the ground and scream up in the air, but wait, not yet, I'm not ready yet. Everybody wants to be a part of the story.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and you're right. He's going to talk about you. If you're chubby and you argue with him, or chubbier than him, he's going to call you fat.
Yeah.
If you're bald, he's going to call you bald. If you're a woman, he's going to make a joke about, well, maybe you should be in the kitchen, because that's what his generation does. I'm not assuming, but at this point, it's no longer shocking. It is what it is. And if you give better than what he does, he backs off.
It's anti-PC, It really boils down to being anti-PC.
He's a rich old man who's never had to answer to anybody. So he's going to talk that way. And those of us who've had bosses in life from that era, we know exactly what we do. Or a grandfather, or even worse, that uncle that never shuts up. I mean, it's just, it's a part of America.
Yeah.
We just start trying to walk around like everybody else is, wears angel wings and stuff. We are very combative. We're an aggressive, gun-toting, society.
Yeah. And I think, too, like from a politician standpoint, since he really wasn't one, even though it's maybe not preferable, it's a lot more honest than the polished fake version of politician that we've seen for quite some time. It's like you may not like it, but you know where the president stands.
You know, Malcolm X, and I'm paraphrasing, he said it best. He'd rather be at odds with a man where he knows where he stands and he knows where he's coming from than a wolf in sheep clothing. You know, it's just there's so many people that will, and it's exposed all the time. These guys come up and they preach all this stuff, and then they do their back. When your background comes out and the truth comes out, you're like, "Wow, that guy was horrible."
Yeah.
So I rather know where I stand with somebody, and regardless whether it's negative or not. And honestly, I can have a conversation with a Southern flag rocking Ku Klux Klan man who's open about where he's coming from, and I can have a dialogue because I understand where he's coming from, and I know where I'm coming from, than opposed to a guy in a suit with a smile who says, "Oh no, I don't see color." You're really well spoken, Tyrus. Like, that's great. Please don't sit next to my daughter. Like I could, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
that's not good.
Transparency is always better because you can have a dialogue with somebody when you know when they really stand on and what they stand for. So this whole, it just sounds good on TV, and we're just dealing. Unfortunately, we're dealing in a world where ratings and like supersede truth and integrity, and even just telling a story like it is. They can't, you know, both sides. Our extreme rights can't say one positive thing about a Democrat, and everything is an attack, or they always try to flip it back to whatever their talking points are. And the left, like, if Donald Trump's done nothing, like, he's literally ate babies and burned villages his entire life.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's sad that, and those, for some reason, those groups are getting more mic time because the real people and the people who make decisions in this country are working, raising their families, and trying to figure out how to make a go of things.
Yeah, Tyrus, at Planet Tyrus on Twitter. We appreciate you, and I love your insight. It's always unique, and that's why we love you. Thanks for coming on.
And it's not supposed to be unique. We're just regular people who are sitting around having a conversation.
Yeah.
Like, we can have this conversation at Applebee's, you and me.
Applebee's. That's so normal.
We're regular people.
Happy hour.
Regular people.
Sounds
I'm
great.
Really big.
Tyrus, thanks for coming on. We appreciate
Thank you.
You,
as always.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I love how his place of his choice of restaurants is
Applebee's.
Nothing wrong with that.
Get more at 971talk.com.